very much for coming out this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Get fucked to kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please hold your applause. For I just applied logic. Keys, open doors. Now I'm balcony, opera, black tux, binocular, black love. Stop it, I shouldn't be so popular. Name keep popping up, face keep popping up on the tube. I'm just watching Pacquiao box them up. How would I know HBO would get a shot of us? Sitting so close that we almost got snot on us. Please don't bow in my presence. How am I a legend? I just got 10 number one albums, maybe now 11. More hits than an hour 11. That is no reason to treat me like I'm somehow from out of heaven. Heaven knows that I've made my mistakes. That God, what a guy, yeah, that saved my grace. Who would have thought by making birds migrate? For the winter, I'll be fly all summer, might I say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fucked too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fucked too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll can't do mine. Hold me, baby. We are really high tonight. We tip the waiter $100 to keep the ice cold, right? We the last ones to keep the wise guys cold alive. If I can't live by my word, then I'd much rather die. No, no, don't thank me, it's just how my suit is stitched. I'm cut from a different cloth, I'm just who the shoe fits. Put a color for money like a Tom Cruise slip. If I put eight balls in corners without using pool sticks. Beautiful music when champagne flutes click, eh. Beautiful women sipping through rouge lips, eh. Dangerous roaches, we're like, wait, who's this? Let us save you some trouble, son, what size suit you is? This way, after the Ruger shoots through a few clips, you can lay in your casket just as you is. We appreciate the target practices. We'll be sure to send flower baskets, kid. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fucked too kind. Hold your applause. Not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fucked too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll can't do mine. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. I was gonna do it with the flow, but they did it with the cell. I was gonna 9-11 them, but they didn't need the help. And they did a good job, them boys are talented as hell. Not only did they brick, they put a building up as well. They ran a plane into that building, and when that building fell, ran to the crash site with no mask and in hell. Toxins deep inside their lungs until both of them was filled. Blew a cloud out like an L into a jar and took a smell. They heard the secondhand smoke kills. Niggas thought they was ill. Found out they was ill. And it's like you know exactly how I wanted you to fail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fucked too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're fucked too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll can't do mine. We are really high, really, really high. No. Really high tonight. We are really high tonight. We are really high tonight. Love you, lefty. Kiss the wife tonight for me.
Yes, indeed. Big Jigga in the house, you know what I mean? Thank you. Y'all are far too kind. Hold your applause. Can a player play it for y'all? You don't belong to me and K. Diddy. I'm not even going to say it. I'll let him introduce himself with his Barry White voice in a moment. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Can a player play rolling on every Sunday, 2:30 Pacific Standard Time. We come through to entertain, invoke thoughts, start some mess. You know, do what we do best. But before we go any further, let me take this time to allow him to introduce himself to you. K. Dizzle.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is K. Dizzle, the Elixir of Love, coming to you live with my boy Pretty Tony on Can a Player Play. Welcome, so we could bless your eardrums with what we got to say today.
Nothing else needs to be said. Today's show, Basketball Wives or Basketball Hood Rat. Before we go any further, let's make sure we acknowledge the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com, who are the official sponsors of Can a Player Play. Check them out, you know, World Movement Publishing and World Movement Records. Keep up to date with what's going on in the world of world movement.
I'm so glad you got that out of the way before you stepped on that keg of dynamite that you finna step on.
Yeah, we talking about basketball-wise. I'm not really into reality shows, but it seems like networks have concluded that they need to flood our living rooms and homes with reality shows, you know, housewives of this, this and that, this and that. And, you know, basketball-wise have been getting a lot of talk lately. And we wanted to address this problem because I think it's the brothers' fault. I don't blame those women. But hold on. I think the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee has checked in, and we don't want to be accused of any form of ism, schism. So let's make sure. Is this the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee?
Anybody want to buy a house? Huh? Anybody?
If you take food stamps.
I'm not taking food stamps. This is a good neighborhood.
Oh, well, I got one of them ABC cards. What you call them, sucker? Ain't that what they are?
Oh, the EBT or whatever they are?
Yes. So that is most assuredly, ladies and gentlemen, the man, Mr. Legend, Joe from Montana, has joined us to gentrify our neighborhood.
Hello, everybody.
You know.
How's everybody doing? Don't let any of the chicks on the program today, because I'm about ready to set them off.
Well, go ahead. Get with it, boy. I'm going to kick you the football so you can set them off. Matter of fact, I got some gasoline in a can, too.
Oh, God. You and I are both going to hell, and Tony's driving.
Absolutely. We setting it off today. Testosterone in full effect. Talking about the basketball wives or the basketball hood rats. Now, some of you out there may not agree with what Tony got to say. I don't blame those women. Not at all. I blame you, the fellas. I blame you, the basketball players who brought them to this event. I blame you guys who I can't understand as I sit and I look at and I listen to them. When you have stepped into millions of dollars and you have the world literally at your fingertips, those are the best choices you could have made? Seriously? So, of course, I question the fellas and where the hell their heads were at. What the hell were you thinking?
Well, Tony, you also have to consider where did these guys hail from to begin with.
I was about to say that.
Hello.
No. We ain't letting that slide. You know it's the word that you just threw out, the words where they hail.
Yes, hail, H-A-I-L.
Yeah, where you came from, the hood, the block, wherever you came from, backwoods of Montana, wherever you came
from. That's right.
That's where you came from. When you arrived at your millions, you could have chosen. Your options weren't as limited as they were before, so you can improve upon your choice in mates.
Let me ask you something, Tony. Okay, forget about going on to the guys from the ghetto. Let's talk about the people from the backwoods of Montana. You think somebody who's from the backwoods of Montana, if they get, let's say this, 6'8" or 6'9", and they play basketball. Now they're from their particular environment. Do you honestly think that some white guy who's got the same kind of upbringing as a guy from the ghetto, you think he's going to attract an Angelina Jolie, even though he's making millions of dollars a year? He's not attracting any sophisticated broad.
Ah, and I'm glad, boy, Joe. You
well,
do.
I kind of beg to differ. One of the, I'm not saying she a gold digger. I'm just saying
right?
She just might marry well.
Okay. Even the sophisticated broads, they're gold diggers. But I'm talking about when you come from a background where if you can't really read and write that well, regardless whether you're white or black, you may at the beginning, you may invoke some kind of attraction from some chicks, but still, broads are broads. They want not just the money, but they want the other commensurate status attached to it. If this chick is intelligent, she's not going to settle for a dummy. She's going to take, she's going to get an intelligence sugar daddy.
Well, she might settle for a dummy with money initially, and then get her an intelligent sugar daddy second.
Well, that's the second marriage.
Yeah, but she got paid on the first one.
Yeah, well, okay, that's her stepping stone. That's
okay. You agree then, correct?
No.
All right, <man. laughs> there you go.
hold up. We gonna push this on because both of y'all are sailing in a completely different boat than me. Because I look at it is, even if I'm from the backwoods of Montana, even if I'm from the hood and I have laid my hands upon a few million, my landscape has changed. My options have changed. I can expand my horizons a bit more, and even though I may not be able to read and write, nonetheless, I am now able to lease a private jet. Whereas I can go anywhere in the world and find me something exotic that I have never had before. And hell, I have money now. She doesn't even have to speak the language I speak. Look it, I would hire an interpreter just to be like, look what I got.
Yeah, that's your choice, Tony. Okay, take the backwoods or take Compton. It doesn't matter. Yeah, that's your choice. That doesn't mean that the chicks are going to go along with what you want. If you can get... write some really good-looking fucking broad who doesn't, you know, who's finally in your league, quote-unquote. But let's take a look at another chick who's still in that same girl's league, but now she can read or write. She can get good marks. She can walk in a way that doesn't make her look like trash. She is a sophisticated chick. She's not going to go for the guy who just because he wants her or she wants him, she has her choice too. And she's going to pick the guy who has more to offer besides just the money because she can get the money. But now she wants the guy that can speak well.
Hold on. And before we go any further, I want to take a quick little sidebar. And because, you know, your boy pretty Tony. I spend and extreme amount of time just consuming volumes of information. And for you fellas and ladies out there, I want y'all, this has probably slid under your nose, and some of y'all have never heard about what I'm about to tell you, because we're in new uncharted waters. A lady in Portland, Oregon, met a man on an internet website, went on 4 dates, 1, 2, 3, 4, decided to have sex with him, ended up with genital herpes, took him to court and just won $900,000. And I hope y'all, all the people who check out the archives or listen to us online or on their smartphone, look it up. Very rare is it that I come up here on here with falsehoods. This lady just got $900,000 out of dude because he burned her. The ball game is changing.
Man, now I hope you got one where a dude got paid for one woman burning him. I hope you got one of them too.
Not yet, but I'm still looking. Like I said, it's new, uncharted waters, and they're saying it's opening up a whole new ball game.
Man, hey Joe, Tony was supposed to hold that one till he had another one, bro. Cause that ain't no new news. They always getting over on us.
Well, yeah, but I can't say that the chick did deserve it this time. If you're lying down with somebody and he's got herpes and he's not telling you about it, and I don't care if it is a guy or a girl getting it, if you're not telling your mate and your mate's suffering now a disease that you can't get rid of, I think, I don't know if the amount is good, but I can't blame her for $900,000 personally. I think that she deserved it.
I agree.
I'm not knocking her for the hustle. Tony don't knock nobody's hustle, because like I tell a lot of people all the time, and this is where, you know, I catch people off guard where I say things. A lot of times I respect the hoe more than I respect the stinky woman. At least a hoe will tell you, look, you want to play, you got to pay, partner. I respect that. You've told me who you are. But I don't respect the sneaky woman who's flying in, you know, wolf in sheep clothing, pretending she wife material, and then turn around and she just a hoe.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to surprise you, but I agree totally on that. I always thought that whores were more honest than wives. I'm serious. I'm not even trying to be funny. The whore, just like you said, it's up front. You get what you pay for, as long as you're not getting herpes, you know, or any other kind of STD. Shit, nothing wrong with it. She's telling you.
Now, in regards to what you gentlemen were saying about her deserving the $900,000, I don't know about the monetary amount, but I completely agree. When you're messing with somebody's life and you're aware of something that you know you have, and this is going to be a gift that's going to keep on giving, that was not...
yeah, right?
In no way, shape, or form. That's a gift.
Yeah, some gift.
Herpes and HIV are two of the gifts that keep on giving until you close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take somebody, you know, I write about it. That's one of the reasons I started the Playerology movement. Shout out to the book Playerology. I write in there, somebody's emotional wealth is not what you're here to take from them. Because that's all some people have left in this world. And when you lay somebody...
Let me ask, did you say emotional wealth?
Yes, sir.
Can you repeat that phrase you said again? I think people need to hear that.
Yes, you're not here to take people's emotional wealth
from them. That's right.
Because that's all somebody has. Some people, that's all the wealth they're ever going to have in this world. And when you sit up and lay up and give them a gift that's going to keep on giving, you get whatever comes to you. Sometimes money can't even compensate for those kind of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more upfront with each other. Stop all this deceitful nature stuff. But like I said, I may not agree with the monetary amount, but she deserves something, because this gift is going to keep on giving until she bounces up off this planet.
Yep, I know.
The next... This is another sidebar from the show, but I like to present knowledge. All you wonderful people who want to take advantage of the internet and just put your personal business all out there. A young lady, her grandmother, who does not trust the banking system, invited her over to her house to help her count the money that she's been stuffing in a mattress for years. This brilliant young lady decided, hey, I'm going to take a photo of Nana's money and post it on Facebook.
Christ.
Within 5 hours, there were gentlemen in ski masks. People, the internet is not for everything and everybody to reveal all about themselves. A lot of y'all are getting way too out of touch with reality, man, to do some dumb shit like that. That you gonna post Nana's life savings on Facebook? What the hell were you thinking?
Well, they weren't. That was the operative word. They weren't thinking.
You know what I mean? But these are just quick little sidebars from the show. I like to present little things that come across. We're gonna get back to the basketball wives and the hood rats right now, because Joe is saying that, you know, it may not be the brother's fault, because all he knows and understands are those that he can relate to.
No. It may be his fault. I'm just saying that he can't get the kind of sophisticated woman that you think that he can, simply because he's got the money. If he's a hood rat himself, he's going to get himself a groupie hood rat. But it doesn't mean it's not his fault. I mean, he married. It doesn't matter who he marries. If he's like Trump, I think I said on your show, how stupid can Trump be for marrying three times? If you're a multimillionaire or billionaire, you don't need to marry, period. Because you don't know if that girl's going to steal your money and that. Forget about the prenup.
Yeah,
but this guy, I mean, if you're from the hood or you're from the backwoods of Appalachia or Montana and you're an idiot, you're going to marry an idiot. Does that make sense?
It does make sense because, you know, as a matter of fact, it makes absolute sense is the whole point. But you see, like I said, I'm still standing on the opposing side of the fence because when I say I'm going to get somebody beautiful, it's not that I want her because I love her. I just want something that I've never had before. And if a hood rat is going to cost me money, I might as well have a good-looking eye candy so I can know when it's going to cost me.
You'll always get somebody good-looking, but that doesn't mean that good-looking person, a.k.a. basketball wives, the NFL wives, some of them are sophisticated, but most of them, at least from the one or two episodes I've seen, if they didn't have good looks, they'd have nothing.
Yeah.
I just know money can take a dull penny and shine it up. That's what I know.
Yeah, but you put lipstick on a pig, you still got a snorkel. That's it.
Yeah, but you got a pretty pig, Junior. You got enough money. You could have a pretty pig. Quit tripping.
No, you don't have. A pig is a pig is a pig.
No, there's ugly pig. There's pretty
pig. The other ugly pig.
I gotta throw this disclaimer out there. Joe is just using the term pig symbolically.
Yeah.
He's not in any way, shape, or form trying to suggest all women are pigs before a lot of people get their panties in a bunch.
Well, you're right. Not all women. No, as a matter of fact, I shouldn't even say all women. No woman is a pig, but all, damn near all females are.
I will leave that alone. The opinions expressed by Joe from are entirely his own.
My goddamn opinions, you freaking hoes. So it doesn't matter. It's mine. And I'm telling you the difference. A woman is a female, but not all females are women. And if you don't like my goddamn definition, think about how you define men. He's not a man. Right? Right.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And what we're going to take a quick little musical break here. Sweet D, no man is a dog, only the males.
I agree with her. She's saying the same thing I said.
Yeah, she said exactly the same thing you said.
Right.
We're going to do it like this right now. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Stick and stay with Can a Player Play.
Why would they believe in us?
Welcome back to the show. Can I play? A play is in the building. We doing what we do best, starting mess. You know. Matter of fact, it's not even mess. We're just having a realistic conversation. The Neighborhood Gentrification Committee, are you with us, sir?
Here I am.
Kay Dizzle, are you with us, sir?
Low and slow.
All right, we have another caller that's trying to join us. Let's check in here, calling with their number 111. Welcome to the show.
Oh, boy.
Brothers, if this is me you're speaking to, how are you?
Welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
All right, all right. Look, I want to take my normal take no prisoners story.
Oh, Rich, how you doing?
I'm fine, I'm fine. What's going on, Joe?
Not bad.
No prisoners, brother. Go right ahead.
All right. Yeah, look here. Basically, this is our fault. This is the problem, men and women, is a huge percentage men's fault. And I was just reading the point you made here that we can't even attempt to find a better set of women to attach to our hips when we balling. Well, forget balling. I mean, because if you look at all the stars put together, I don't think you have over 1,000 stars. And I call them entertainers. Just put them in the collective category of entertaining. Would you guys agree to that? There are not 1,000 entertainers, what I call professional, well-known entertainers in
Tokyo.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah, okay, I can see that, yeah.
So out of 313 million people, I think that's roughly the current population, we're talking about an extremely small number of people. And I know you guys are some educated guys, so I'm just going to throw down with you guys. What we have allowed women to do is operate on what we call situational traditionalism and a salad bar feminism. We've got to get rid of that. We've got to talk to women openly and honestly. Now, I'm dating now. I've prioritized it. And first of all, I don't spend a damn dime on a woman. That is an absolute goal. I don't spend any money on it. I meet them at a coffee shop, if not at the park. If it's later, you know, the park is great, but sometimes if it's late in the evening, obviously the coffee shop is better. And I arrive first, generally. And Tom Likas talked a lot about this, too. And I encourage you guys, you know, he's still on YouTube. You can listen to his segments. But we're not intelligent about the way we go about dealing with women. We behave quite stupidly. And if we want a change, we've got to change. And the way we change is we stop kissing women's asses. That's the problem. We're feeding into women's notions of entitlement. So if we have them use their money for more than buying shoes and shopping, you know, they have this show now, it's called She's a Princess, and this woman was driving her father in the ground. He couldn't even retire or take a day off because she was living with him and he was supplying everything she needs. And so what happens is women don't have a different perspective. They're basically, Joe talks about this a lot and so do I, they're narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
And being narcissistic, if you feed into that, you get a black hole of a monster. You get a human monster, which is what many women are. Nothing is about you in a relationship. It's all about them. That's the reason I talk about the situational traditionalism. It means that women can cherry pick out of the old system when they didn't work what they want, and they usually get the dinners, the things that they can, I call many of these women meal, drink, and entertainment hoes. And we've got to put the truth to women. The truth is a very powerful energy. And when you start putting the truth to women, it's going to cause a divide. Now, sure, you'll have some women who will be bitches no matter what, and they'll just don't deal with them because they prove themselves when you give them the truth. You know the old adage, the same sun that melts butter hardens clay. So when you tell women the truth, and a lot of women would be open for that. There's a website I want you guys to go to. I think this is very important. In fact, a couple of them. One is called myfreecams.com. and you find women low-tech prostituting because guys are paying them to show their asses, show their vaginas, this kind of stuff. And I got in a deep conversation with several people about this because they tried to shift the blame on men. And I said, well, look, if this is the way women choose to relate to men, men can't change that. Now, these are women all over the world, you know, that and some person is pimping them because I know they get a cut. You understand what I mean? The women come on, they show their asses, show their tits. In fact, they'll advertise. If you guys don't go there for anything else, go there for research purposes.
I'm because already there, but you have to log in, so I'm not going to log in.
Excuse me?
I'm already there, but you have to log in, so I'm not going to put...
Actually, you don't have to log in. If you just go there, you don't have to log in. You can still see what's going on. Now, you can't talk to the woman, and you can't... And I see, I don't even know what a token is. They talk about... They pay the woman in tokens, and I guess it's set up with PayPal in some sort of way. But the women do get paid, and a lot of women are on there regularly. And see, the thing about being a woman, unlike a man pretty much has to do something useful. He just can't lay around and roll around and show his ass and get money for it. That's just not the way it works. But the important thing I want to, you know, drive home with you guys, if I haven't already, we've got to start speaking the truth. Stop being pussies. Let women know what you want. Women already let you know what they want. Everything. Women want every fucking thing, okay? But you've got to counter that with letting women know what you want. Now, I'm very pleased to see that more women are joining the military. The military is advertising now for both men and women. And,
yeah, but they're still not going to let them on the front line, though.
Well, we want them there, too, those that are worthy of being there. Sure, we want them there. The thing of it is that the military in this country is a rite of passage. Obligation to the military is the rite of passage because if men don't register for the Selective Service, they're blocked out of all of life's benefits, all of, the benefits that come with being an adult and this sort of thing. Women are not, but yet they have equal rights. And so, again, we've got to speak the truth to women, and that's why we can't find, you say that we can't even attempt to find a better set of women. It's because we're not speaking the truth. We're pussies. We're kissing women's asses. We're not encouraging women to step outside their comfort zone and be better people. So women have, many women have devolved to human, you know, crap. They're not worth anything in a relationship, and especially to a good man. But it's because we support that. How often do you hear men talking about what we should give to our daughters? Sure, but teach your daughters not to be takers and useless eaters. Your daughters don't deserve a damn thing from a guy that she's not giving. That's called reciprocal. It's called being an adult. It's called being a worthy partner. And so what happens is we expect women to grow up to be these great women when we don't really realize the process that helps people become good people. Discipline, understanding other people's point of view. The average woman has no idea what a man goes through. No idea. That's our fault.
That's true. What can I say? That's true.
Yeah, and it's a very and the problem that thank you and the problem I have, this is such a simple process.
Well, no, that's where I'm going to disagree with you.
Hold it. Let me prove my point. This simple process is whenever you have the opportunity, just speak fundamental truth to a woman. For example, men want the same thing that women want. If we want women to ask us out, we want women to the choir. Like I was at a church social the other night, and they were talking about marriage. And I'm like, you don't go from 0 to 100. There are a lot of numbers or steps in between.
Rick,
how about we talk about dating? Dating is the foundation for marriage. And, of course, you know, the pastor there is open to that. He's a pretty...
Well,
see, person. Don't, but it's easy, Joe. It's just like I'm talking to you guys now.
No, no, no. Rich, you're talking to the choir here. It's easy for us, okay? But it took a while for us to break our conditioning. And it's not easy for the process of most men, because I've been preaching this ever since I was in college over 20 years ago. I even did a speech on it for speech class. And you know, more women are on my side. Well, there's only 4 or 5 spoke up at the end, but more women were on my side than the men. But the thing is, it's not an easy process. It's
well,
easy
let,
once
let me
you get
ask
it
you,
like
what's hard about my, once I learn, and I agree, we do have to break the conditioning, make no mistake about it. But when we see what we, as intelligent men, when we see what's not working, and it ain't working,
but then if
we
were that intelligent when
it
came to relationships, you wouldn't be on here telling us how stupid we are.
Say it again?
I said if we were that intelligent when it came to relationships, you wouldn't be on here telling us how stupid we are.
Well, I don't mean you.
I mean,
I don't mean
general,
you guys. Hey,
what part?
I got a
question to ask you, gentlemen. Yeah. You know, because I'm going through this process, this whole dating process. What is the percentage of people that are actually dating for relationships, for the intent of marriages and walking through the park, versus the percentage of people that are dating for convenience with no intent of marriage?
Well, let me put it to you this way. It would be a lot higher, see, because I'm going to go back to the very elementary principle. It's just our being social. Women demand that men pay to be social with them. Number one, they've got to pay in either an extension of themselves. You've got to come to me and say hi, or you've got to pay if you say hi to me and I agree to go out with you. That's a problem. That has put the chink in the armor.
Hey, sweetie, why don't you call in and have a debate with Rich, because I'm just now reading what you're putting in the chat room, and I happen to agree with Rich just about 95% of the time. So when you say, what women have you met, this man talks mess, he doesn't listen, I'm disagreeing with you. So why don't you call and have a debate with him? Unless,
yeah, and see, that's another thing. When truth is being spoken, women are scarce. Because most women operate on a superficial, selfish premise. If you're dealing with, now I'll talk about real issues if I'm not getting what I want, and I'm talking about most women. I'll complain about men, but if men are talking to me about what my responsibility should be, I'm out. I don't want to hear that. I'm a finished product.
No, I'll engage with them if they want to talk about my responsibilities, because if we can engage them, they can engage us. It doesn't mean that they'll have a change of mind, but why are you Rich, I don't think you're the type of person, if a girl wants to debate with you, that you're going to walk away. So what is it that you're specifically saying?
No, I think he was saying they won't engage.
Oh, well, okay.
Not he
I misinterpreted
won't.
That.
Right. What's specifically being said is, look, a relationship has to be negotiated and mediated. When you have two dissimilar people, and I just mean dissimilar in being different people, coming together, that situation has to be communicated, mediated, and negotiated, because you all have to test and see whether you're even compatible. And
that's
relationships
the basis
just aren't.
Of Tony's book and his shows to be authentic.
Yeah, exactly. There is no authenticity with respect to relationships today. And to answer the question that the gentleman asked earlier, if 21st century women are not equally participating in communication, you have a fundamental breakdown of all possibilities. You have a fundamental breakdown. Because only the efforts of the man are getting a lackluster response from women. So what that is saying is, it's like being on a teeter-totter. Either one person is not there, or the one person weighs 800 pounds, and the other person is just up in the air.
How do you
so,
see this?
You know,
how
that's
do you see
the
this
problem
being,
that we're confronted with right now.
How do you
now?
See this being manifested with the NFL wives or the NBA wives?
Well, that's extreme examples of superficiality, and obviously that is designed to get an emotional response. That's just entertainment. That's just. Like I say, you're talking less than 1,000 people that are in that high-profile entertainment. That's not even real. That's just given as what do you call it? That's just.
I think it's real, even when it's scripted. I think it's real, just because a lot of women they've complained, they've said from behind the scenes that they've been encouraged to actually start fights. But that,
yes.
Even though that may be scripted, that still, in my opinion, is still real because all they have to say is no.
Yeah, but that's sensationalism. It's real to the extreme. I agree, it's real, but it's real to the extreme.
Extreme, absolutely. Now, gentlemen, I want to touch on this because sometimes, you know, my learned colleagues, as we get to talking sometimes, we say things, and a lot of times it goes over the brother's head because a lot of the messages I do on here are for the brothers. I don't mind women listening because I want them to get to know us because we are just voices in the wind. But I definitely agree with, like, you know, 90% of what the brother said, except for there's a certain threshold that most men are not willing to push through for whatever reason. As you said before, we're not speaking up for ourselves, and that's one of the basis of this whole, like it was Joe said, that's why I wrote these books. Because a lot of brothers are fascinated with things, but we're not speaking up for ourselves. And it's our fault. If we didn't partake, it would not occur. And reciprocation, which is a word that a lot of people are not familiar with, and a lot of brothers are not familiar with, because we've been taught you're supposed to just give, give, give. And women have been taught to take, take, take. And one of the key words, like the man said about the fetus, it's a balance. And a lot of time the message get lost because sometimes we have to present this thing in a simpleton's language. So for anybody out there, you know, you're getting caught up in what me or Joe or K. Diddy are saying, it's this. Life requires balance. You give as good as you get. Playology. Once again in the book, Playology, and who is she and what is she to you? I wrote, present yourself for who and what you are and get treated accordingly. You don't give good treatment for bad behavior. And that's something that a lot of men are guilty of. We give good treatment for bad behavior. No, you don't reward bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You don't reward somebody talking down to you. You don't reward somebody constantly trying to be a professional agitator to you. You understand? It's the same thing for the ladies. But we're riding for the fellas today. We're a testosterone-driven show. Sweet, have a good day. I see you, sweetheart. You jumping off.
Are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, Rick.
I can't tell. It's just a little bit of static. Look here, this is the bottom line. Initiating and paying, those are the sine qua non. Those are the essential essences of human interaction. And if men and women can't agree upon those basic and fundamental issues, then you end up with the big divide that we have right now. If all you have to do is observe. Someone has to initiate communication. And if women don't initiate communication, and if they're standoffish and bitchy when men do, then you have a total disconnect.
So now, remember, Rich, how I've said I agree with you 95%. This is the 5% I disagree with you about, because you and I have had this discussion before. It would be nice if women did initiate. All men, the majority of men, at least think that they would like it if women initiated more. I know I would if they initiated more, okay? But the thing is that you and I have talked about this. Women are not about to give up their power, and they do initiate, but they don't initiate in the ways that we do. They don't do it as straightforward as men do because they don't have guts. They'll walk past you, smile, look at you for about 2 seconds instead of 1 second, and let you know in subtle ways that they want you to talk to them. They won't approach the same way a man approaches a woman. But even if they do, that doesn't mean that they're all of a sudden the paradigm between men and women are going to now shift and become a balance.
But I differ with you there, Joe.
I know.
And I just ask. No, hold on. I ask you to reconsider this, because see, what we all we're asking people is to give the communication an opportunity. Give the opportunity to communicate with the other person an opportunity, because if neither person initiates communication, no communication occurs. There's just a standoff.
But they do. They just don't do it the way.
Wait a minute. But what I'm saying is that's what you call a lower reptilian and less than human and less than adult form of communicating. You hear women, I've heard women call you all kinds of names and stand off with you and this kind of thing. It's now, you made a very important point, and I agree with you 100%. It's about power. That's what it's about, power and control. I also use a synonymous term with power, control. You need to let women know, Joe, and I love this point, by the way. I love communicating effectively because that's what I do. We've got to share with women that they've got to share the power. I can meet 50 women, and we could have a really great time. In fact, most of the dates I go out on, it's anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. But I'm letting a woman know it's about me. It's not about me making it rain upon you or none of that. If you don't like me for me, then we need to spend as little time together as possible.
And I agree with you.
Women will go out with men that they don't like.
But with the thing, your major thrust, though, for initiation is the woman has to approach the men. And I say it would be nice if they did, but they're not going to give up that power.
But see, that's where the problem is, Joe. If we don't encourage them to do something differently, you've already acknowledged that it's a power play. Why should they have all that power? That's another. I mean, you're a real intelligent guy. You ask all, and usually when you come on a show, I just listen. I'm just going to say it like it T.I. is, as they say. And you and some other guys, when you guys come on the show, I just put it on mute or I just stay on the computer and just listen. Because I know it's going to be a fun and challenging show. So the question to women, why shouldn't they share that power? Why shouldn't they?
Because they don't have guts. Yeah,
now, wait a minute. Let me make this point.
Okay.
And this is to the women who want a relationship with a man. Women who don't want relationships with men, fuck them. They can have all the power. They can be their little Hitlers, dictators, totalitarianistic dictators, and so on and so forth. But the women who want to be in a relationship with men, it all has to do with the number of contacts that they make and the amount of conversation leading to potential compatibility that they make. So the point is, it is about power. You should ask women to share that power. That's very, very crucial.
Gentlemen, I have a question to ask. I'm going to be the devil's advocate today. Because there's this saying that it's a man's world, and if, since there's no female on the show right now, I'm, you know, being the host, I'm going to try to be like Switzerland. I'll be neutral and say, if it's a man's world, how is it that you figure women have all the power if it is a man's world?
Good, I can answer that. Because it's not a man's world. The men do all the fighting. Men are protectors and providers. That means a huge element of risk and giving, and as Richard was alluding to, not much of reciprocation. Women don't fight, okay? They don't fight for their rights. They don't fight for liberty. They think that if they open up their mouths and have a website, that's fighting. But they don't. So it's not really a man's world when we're the ones who have to walk around a prosthetic. It's actually a woman's world for whom women, men want to impress. It's men who do all the heavy lifting. But it's a man's world when he takes his balls, grabs them, and he knows that they're his, and nobody else is going to, and he's not going to allow anybody else to tell him what to do and how to do it unless he's getting his fair share of reciprocation. In my, and when it comes to male and female, I call it appreciation. When it's male to male, like in an employment basis, pay me my worth. When you have that kind of relationship with a woman, you say, give me my worth. You want me to protect you, wear that hat of being a protector and provider. Number one, I'm not going to protect you unless you're my wife. and I'm not providing for you unless you're my wife, and you're not going to become my wife until you fulfill my requirements. So to answer your question again, Tony, I don't think it's a man's world, because George Bernard Shaw had a nice saying about it. He said the way women are about as the relationship between men and women are like racehorses to a rider. She can ride the racehorse, and he can ride all around the track. He can be this powerful male racehorse, but she's the one who's got the reins in her hand.
Ah, and I'm glad you said that, Joe, and I am so glad you said that, because it still comes back down to when we were talking about reciprocation. If we're the big, powerful racehorse, and she's the jockey riding the horse around the track, whose fault is it really that they conduct themselves in this manner when the only form of reciprocation most of us are taught at a young age is pussy, pussy, pussy? We're not taught to let a woman care for you and appreciate all that you have to offer, because when we're little boys growing up and we were all on the playground, nobody asked, did you hug her? Did you tell her that you want to hug her? And turns out, let me smell your finger. Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is Mr. Solution. That's what we're talking about now. And every man, including myself, needs that encouragement. Because, and Joe was 100% correct, by the way. That was a very, very good analogy. I have often used the elephant as an example and the rider on the elephant. But I think Joe made a very, very salient and cogent point just a moment ago, which we all should listen. And we need to encourage each other. Let me tell you this. Women encourage each other in the bullshit. Women Dr. Warren Farrell, let me give you a book. It's called The Myth of Male Power. The Myth of Male Power. He was the only man ever voted to the New York chapter of NOW 3 times in a row. So he understands the extreme hyper smorgasbord or salad bar feminism or situational traditionalism, and he understands the new era, and he speaks very, very specifically to this communication breakdown and how to reestablish it, I might say. And that's Warren Farrell, The Myth of Male Power. I highly recommend you guys get a copy of that book and read it.
Yes, a good
book. You won't be able to put it down when you start learning what's really going on between men and women. But the point is women encourage each other and cheerlead for each other in the bullshit, in promoting the narcissism, for the most part. Not all women, but
Look, let me interrupt. The guys have only 5 minutes left on the show. You guys used to have an hour and a half. Now you're pulling back to an hour, I see.
Joe. We're going to get it right, my brother. I'm going to take the bullet for that one, brother. I should have said it for 90 minutes, but I hurriedly, when I set the show up a week ago, since we're coming back, I set it up for an hour. We're down to 4 minutes, but listen to me. This conversation that we're talking about and the knowledge being given here on the show is not nothing new. It is eternal. We're just voices in the wind because, as my learned colleagues on the forum here, we're discussing simple solutions. Nothing that we're talking about is over the top, because as Mr. Solution suggested, it comes right back down to a simple word, communication. And that's something that us as men are lacking, encouragement, as we try to encourage each other to be better men, to communicate better. Once again, we always talk about these things, and it's not even a shameless plug about the book, because it's really not. One of the things Playology is about is to stop thinking with your dick. Stop thinking with your dick.
Right, and that protector, so-called provider role, that's crap. That's what screws men up. Unless this woman is mine, we are committed to each other. I'm not her protector, and I'm not her provider. We can be civil with each other. And this is where, they talk about a lot of dates are one and done. And what women want to do, and it goes back to what Joe said, and I agree 100%, it's about power. It's a power play is what it is. And if women who want men expect to have better relations with men, they've got to share that power. And Joe, that's what I would encourage you to think about, as I'm sure you will.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't women share that power? What would be the loss, and what would be the benefit for them opening up and sharing
because
that power?
Because they can't stand rejection, and power is something people don't give up willingly. That's what makes the world go round. It's not love,
absolutely,
it's power.
Right, but I think the fact that we, right, exactly, but exactly, but the power is the intelligent addition or input that we're providing,
Rich,
to say to women.
They've only got 3 minutes. There's another show coming on called Cheating and How Important Is Sex. If you want to go to there, I'll go there, and you and I can continue this discussion with this host or hostess and you and I. But these guys have only got a few minutes left, and I'd like to continue the discussion with you. You don't...
Okay, sure. What's the show called again?
Cheating and How Important Is Sex.
All right, I'll check that out. But we've got to share the power.
Yeah. But again, Dizzle and Tony, 1 hour and a half, so, you know.
No, we're going to space it out, Joe. Don't worry about it. Gentlemen, I am so encouraged when I hear brothers out there who are learning to speak up. I want to thank Mr. Salute for joining us. Joe from Montana, as always.
Thank you.
Might even continue it next week. We'll give it a different name. Kay Dizzle is still here. He's probably scooted down in the back with some scopes on, trying to make sure ain't nobody trailing behind us. We want to make sure we thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is Playology Principles. Get to know the books, Playology Trilogy. Play a step your game of Playology, and who is she and what is she to you. Join us next week here on Can a Player Play, as we will still try to impart knowledge, start some mess, invoke some measure of thought. Don't stay, you know what I mean? Ride with your boy. We'll be around again.
Don't you have a man?
Don't you got a man?
Why are you trying to be my girl?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
No, you got
Don't
a man.
You have a man?
Don't you got a man?
Yeah. It's all right with me, my girl.
Why you over there looking at me? Why your man standing right beside ya? That temporary happiness he might provide ya. But you know and I know that nobody gonna do you like me. Trying to say you like a goalie in line of sight. I know that I feel it, but slowly I'm kinda like, I don't really wanna hit this girl. And so she wants the chapstick like Napoleon Dynamite. Well, I'ma give it to you, honey bunches. You feel it all under your ribs like some tummy clenches. All my other girls all up on that subtle shit. They don't wanna cut it, they wanna wrap it or cut a whip. Consequences keep weighing me down. So whenever she think I'm serious, I'm playing around. It gets deep and cold up. The funny thing is,
positive result on a gram test, there's no need to bring in a lethal microorganism.